Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Sean Combs Holmes. Talking about P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. I don't know what he calls himself today. What I do know is that this is messed up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The musician, the producer, the raid from federal agencies that took place yesterday at his home in Miami and in Los Angeles, part of a criminal probe out of New York. Homeland Security raiding the properties. Warrants issued in a Manhattan federal court. The allegations are massive. It is a probe involving possible sex trafficking, sexual assault, the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. Now, anybody who is anybody knows that the minute you hear this about Sean Combs, I have a hard time saying the words P. Diddy. You immediately go to this.
It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period.
That's Cat Williams. And Cat Williams was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. This was months ago. And started talking about all of these people, all of these deviants, catching hell in 2024.
Is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all.
Named him. Cat Williams took heat on this. He's calling out this one, calling out that one, going through this whole theory that the whole of Hollywood and entertainment is this massive deviant place. And that's how people rise up their willingness to buy into the deviants. And this was part of a grander conspiracy conversation involving John Cena and his appearance at the Oscars, where he's mostly naked, or at least that's, you know, the impression. I mean, he was rather undressed. And there was, oh, see, they humiliate you, and that's how they get you into the club. Guys, I don't play into any conspiracies whatsoever. But I won't deny that power and money make people do awful things in a lot of cases. Not every case, but in far too many. And I won't deny that Hollywood is a place that is blankety blank blank blanked up. But when Cat Williams did this, people went nuts. The podcast as a single episode, I don't think Shannon Sharpe's podcast is one of the top 10 or top 20 most popular. But this episode went through the roof, went insane. And specifically for quote-unquote Black America, this was the entire conversation for about 2 weeks. It was everything. I mean, names. Good gosh. I actually put out on socials yesterday, who's keeping an eye on Cat Williams right now? Called this. What else does Castrodamus over here have to say? As for Sean Combs, there was a conversation of whether or not he's even in the country. There was a conversation that he's in Antigua. Did he know that he was getting raided? Did he not? There were arrests made, including his children, adult children. The allegations are something else. Violence, sexual assault, sexual relationships, including drug addiction and forced drug addiction. Crazy. Crazy stuff. This all took place yesterday. But what's interesting is that it was the homes in LA and Miami, not in New York. This home in New York doesn't have a warrant for any raid that might come today. And that might have been purposeful to see who went back to the house and who did this and who did that. If the feds want to grab you, they know how to do it. They know how to do it. And if Jill Biden wants to show herself the fool, she knows how to do it. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Jill Biden, who... I don't know what it is about Joe Biden's fashion sense, but she does not wear the best outfits. She doesn't. It's very odd. I know. So petty of you, Tony. I'm just saying that it's like it is because it's a meme that has proven time and again and again. I'll leave that there. Her commentary is something completely different. She is speaking at a gala for the Human Rights Campaign. And what is she discussing? Well, the idea that if you want to take books out of school libraries that involve very sexually explicit content for 8-year-olds, well, you're just a no-good Nazi.
History teaches us that democracies don't disappear overnight. They disappear slowly, subtly, silently. A book ban, a court decision, a don't say gay law. Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
That's precious. Books that are sexually explicit should not be for 8-year-olds. We should be the adults in the room. And of course, we should say this to the schools and pull them from school libraries for 8-year-olds. Anybody who disagrees is perverted and wants 8-year-olds to have sexually explicit content. Don't allow them near children. Don't allow them to live in your neighborhood. Fight them. Of course, Joe Biden is wrong. And we should say, in the comparison, downright disgusting. Also, was the center of LGBTQ? You think there was a T going on? Do you? That it was the center? It was the hub? Okay, whatever. Whatever, I'd have to check the historical record. And you comparing not having 8-year-olds look at sexually explicit content to Nazis, you might want to check your own history. Because to make that kind of comparison is disgusting. I mean, not as disgusting as your outfits, but still, see what I did? I brought it back. Oh, you thought I was just going to leave that in the ether. Come on, I bookended it. I bookended a commentary about the First Lady ignorantly comparing taking sexually explicit books out of school libraries in the United States to Nazis. Honestly, try and get that with Smiley. I'm just saying what is.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.